usually take a weekend trip to Washington, D.C. We do a lot of things with them as a group. And
a lot of team chemistry things
absolutely.
Going on there.
We want to give them a chance.
That's
to
quite
connect.
An experience.
We give them, yeah. We try to give them, pretty much we tell them we give you everything but the dorm.
Are there lifelong friendships coming out of that?
Absolutely. And just like you would experience, you know, in high school, you have those friends that you think will be your friends for life. And then when mm-hmm. everybody goes away to school, all of a sudden it dissipates. And then right. by the time you come home for the holidays, some of those people that you thought you were going to be your best friends are already kind of, I don't see them anymore.
Right.
And they've been replaced by your college friends because now the new shared experience is one with your Honors College classmate, your Raritan Valley, community college classmate. You're now going through the same things. You're involved in the same clubs and organizations. You're right. playing the same sport.
Yep.
You're taking part in all the Honors classes together. And so now, that's for me, it's one of the greatest things. I would hate to call it a science experiment, but sitting back, mixing students from all high schools, students who've never met each other before, and now to hear, you know what, this weekend, we just hung out, mm-hmm. you know, group students from all over Hunter and Somerset County. You know, well, we went bowling, or we went to, you know, these different restaurants and things like that. It's very organic. Perhaps they come together at the beginning not knowing each other, but because
right.
the environment is so nurturing and so welcoming,
right.
they become fast friends. And like I said, the graduating class now, 3 years after leaving Raritan, are still in touch.
Yeah.
They're almost creating their own alumni organization, which is a wonderful thing.
And that is and has been the challenge of a community college. Because you don't have dorms, getting students to click together and become friends was always the challenge because it was very a commuter college type thing.
Sure.
So this I love that. It's more than an academic.
Absolutely,
it is.
Absolutely. Academics are the common bond initially, but there's so much more to it.
All right. Here's the last question. Besides your contact information, when do you know you've made it?
That's a good question. I have to think about that. I have high expectations, and so it's tough for me to ever acknowledge that I've made it.
Fair enough.
But I think it's getting there because when it's self-sustaining, when it's not, you have to sell it, you have to make sure people know about it,
yep.
when it's just an entity.
Yep.
And
that's the part when you're saying there was a referral within the families.
Yeah.
That's the beginning of the Absolutely. Of that nurturing process.
And you're hearing about it everywhere. And
nice.
People are coming up to you and you ask them, how'd you hear about the Honors College? Well, my friend told me,
nice.
my dentist told me, my librarian told me. And no longer is it me promoting
yep.
or Raritan Valley having to promote. It's that word of mouth that it's coming up through generations, and now it's just embedded in the fabric of the counties that we serve. And
Beautiful.
I guess that would be the point that we've made it.
Awesome. How do people get in touch with you, Greg, to find out more about it and to learn about there's an open house, I know, somewhere in November?
Yes. Yeah, we'll be having an information session sometime in November for prospective New Jersey Star students and Honors College students who are high school seniors this year. If you want to contact me, you can find the Honors College page on the Raritan Valley website. So that's RaritanVal, raritanval.edu/honors. And you'll find my smiling face there. There'll be my email address and contact information available. I'm happy to meet with students individually if they want to bring their parents, if they want me to come out to their high schools or organizations. I'm mobile and happy to go wherever is needed.
Sweet. Appreciate you coming on, man. This is, once again, another jewel. Donna keeps sending me all these pretty cool people. It's a great story. It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
we're
I wish you the best
it.
Of luck. And
thank you.
Looking forward to hearing how sustainable it'll be in a couple years.
I'll be happy to come back. Thank
all
you.
All right. That is Greg DeSantis, and he's part of the...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
People, what they told us is smoking in video games makes your character look cool, more powerful, the more important characters smoke.
This is very concerning because of how popular video games are with kids. Koval says 56% of young people play video games every single day. As parents get requests to buy video games for a holiday gift, they need to do more than just look at the packaging. Of the most popular video games, 8% have a warning about the smoking imagery on the packaging, but actually 42% contain smoking imagery.
Parents need to do a little bit more research, talk to their kids.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
HunterdonChamber.com. I got my guest here. It's Greg DeSanctis, and he is from Raritan Valley Community College. We've been doing this for about 2 years now, loving the enjoyment of learning all about the extra things that are going on at our community college for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties. Greg is the director of the Honors Program over there, and we're going to learn a lot about it. So let's bring Greg in and find out all about it. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We have you here, and we're going to learn about the Honors Program. So we usually start out with the simple stuff. Who are you? How did you get involved with Raritan Valley Community College?
Sure. I've been working at Raritan Valley for over 14 years now in a variety of roles, initially in the financial aid office, before I moved into academic advising. I was an advisor for about 5 years, and I was lucky enough to work with the New Jersey STAR students, which is a scholarship program for high-achieving high school graduates, students who graduate in the top 15% of their class and who choose to attend their home county college for free tuition throughout their 2 years. Mm-hmm. After working with this group for several years, the college decided to create an honors college, a separate cohort of students within Raritan Valley. Right. And I was fortunate enough to be asked, since I had been working with these high-achieving students already as a New Jersey STARS advisor, to coordinate the honors program with a faculty partner at Raritan Valley.
Wow.
We've now been doing this for 5 years, and we're in the midst of recruiting for our sixth cohort currently.
Wow. That's the beginning.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Good morning, Hunter and HunterChamber.com. I got my guest here. It's Greg DeSanctis, and he is from Raritan Valley Community College. We've been doing this for about 2 years now, loving the enjoyment of learning all about the extra things that are going on at our community college for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties. Greg is the director of the Honors Program over there, and we're going to learn a lot about it. So let's bring Greg in and find out all about it. Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. We have you here, and we're going to learn about the Honors Program. So we usually start out with the simple stuff. Who are you? How did you get involved with Raritan Valley Community College?
Sure. I've been working at Raritan Valley for over 14 years now in a variety of roles, initially in the financial aid office, before I moved into academic advising. I was an advisor for about 5 years, and I was lucky enough to work with the New Jersey STAR students, which is a scholarship program for high-achieving high school graduates, students who graduate in the top 15% of their class and who choose to attend their home county college for free tuition throughout their 2 years. Mm-hmm. After working with this group for several years, the college decided to create an honors college, a separate cohort of students within Raritan Valley. Right. And I was fortunate enough to be asked, since I had been working with these high-achieving students already as a New Jersey STARS advisor, to coordinate the honors program with a faculty partner at Raritan Valley.
Wow.
We've now been doing this for 5 years, and we're in the midst of recruiting for our sixth cohort currently.
Wow. That's the beginning, right? So we're just talking about the honors program and how that got all started. But let's talk about Greg a little bit. How long you've been in Raritan Valley Community College?
I've been at Raritan for 14 years now.
Well,
and in advising and counseling specifically for 8.
Okay. And what was your aspirations prior to getting to Raritan Valley? What did you originally study for?
Well, actually, my story is a bit unique, and it's somewhat coincidental that I work at a community college now, given that it was not a clear career path for me. I went to college as a finance major with hopes of becoming a stockbroker. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out. After a major change into human resources, I eventually got a degree in human resources.
Uh-huh.
That didn't work out after about 6 weeks on the job, so I'm a college graduate with a career that I don't really particularly enjoy. And after pit stops working part-time construction, and then eventually working for several years as a librarian, I found my way to Raritan Valley, fortunately, in a job in the financial aid office. So it kind of came full circle. I started out with a career hoping to be in finance, and fast forward about 10 years, and I have a job working in financial aid.
Wow.
And then I was fortunate enough once in financial aid to really find my calling, which was helping students and help them reach their goals and dreams.
Neat. Now, what's really interesting about that is that in my experience, and I've mentioned this on a couple of other shows as well, I've read that the students today are going to experience about 11 different career changes in
yes.
their lifetime.
Yes.
And now we couple that with the fact that Raritan Valley Community College, the students that are going in there today usually don't have a set career path. They usually don't have it all figured out yet, and they're going there to try a couple of things out. There's more internship time programs now that are being available at RVCC and other places. So you're kind of a model for that situation. You get that experience.
Absolutely. I when I advise students, I try to relate to them. That's the best way to advise somebody, is that you can share a connection to show them that you understand what they're going through.
Right.
And for them, they initially might see my title and assume perhaps I was one of those people who had life figured out from the time I was 10 years old and I had a direct career path and knew exactly what I wanted all along.
Sure.
And once they hear a little bit about my struggles, my trying plan A, plan B, plan C, some ups and downs in my life to eventually get to a career that I'm well suited for, I think it gives them a calmness that allows them to realize they don't have to figure out life at 18.
They don't have to have an answer for everything.
It's an ongoing process to eventually reach, you know, to reach that perfect fit.
Excellent. Excellent. So, all right, so you've been through everything, and now you've come full circle, and we now are at RVCC. Let's go before college, though. What were you thinking of doing before you got into college? What was your initial decision? Was it really a stockbroker?
Yeah, yeah.
In high school?
I saw the movie Wall Street
with
Charlie Sheen, and I was enamored, and I thought, wow, this is a glamorous lifestyle, and like a lot of 17, 18-year-olds, I wanted to make a lot of money, and you know that was the only thing that mattered was making a lot of money. And again, it's somewhat coincidental or ironic that I work at a college now, because I don't think I could have approached the process more poorly had I tried. I picked my college because I liked the football team. I went to Penn State. I picked my major because I saw a movie that I thought inspired me and might look cool.
Okay.
I never sought out advising, so it's kind of, again, somewhat surprising that I am an advisor, because I never actually sought any advising out.
We're getting Freudian, because now you're saying that you're an advisor now because you probably could have used it.
Well, I tell students that part of my job now is to help them avoid some of the pitfalls I experienced because I was either too proud or didn't know who to ask, and so I tried to figure things out on my own. And now knowing they're professionals who actually may know a little bit more than an 18-year-old, use those services. Avail yourselves of all the resources Raritan any school has to offer, and you can sometimes avoid some of the stops and starts that I experience as a result.
Yep, excellent. All right, so stockbroker from and then into Penn State, very cool. We have a rivalry. I'm from Northwestern, so
oh boo,
and we kicked your butt last year. See, I get to say that at least once, because we don't normally get to do that. Anyway. So now you're at RVCC. You've been there for 14 years?
Yes, 14 years.
And lots of different changes in your life there, right?
Absolutely.
So now we have this honors program, and what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about how the honors program evolved and how it got started.
Sounds great.
All right, you're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HunterChamber.com. I got Greg DeSantis here, and we'll talk more with him in just a moment.
Good evening, this is Dr. Doug and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the haunted village of the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Megan Jones-Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good morning, Hunter and Hunterbury.com. Greg DeSanctis here. We're talking about the RVCC Honors Program. And so we learned a little bit about Greg and how he got into his current role. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the Honors Program itself. So isn't it normal that most schools, I mean, you know, we go into high school, and you and I have both been talking off air about being in college, that there's all sorts of either fraternities or honor societies that are out there. Is this honor program similar to that, or and was there something prior to this, and this is replacing it?
Sure. Well, I think that what you're describing is very common at a four-year school, but not nearly as common at a community college. Many community colleges in New Jersey and nationwide have honors programs. But what we have is an honors college, the difference being that ours is a cohort-based model, mm-hmm. where students come in at the same entry point and take the same classes together throughout their 2 years prior to earning their associates. There's a fixed set of classes that they all have to take together,
okay.
because in addition to the academics, we're trying to build this. We're trying to build the extracurricular, the co-curricular, the part of that engagement that you don't feel at a community college as often, where you maybe you're feeling like.
Right.
The dorm, the weekend experience, the football games, all that.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to create a greater sense of connection with these honor students by allowing them to take the same classes with the same students and then support those classes with extracurricular, co-curricular activities.
Okay. Wow. All right. So I'm going to have a ton of questions on this now. So it's an interesting philosophy. What do you think was the impetus for that?
Well, the Honors College... Initially, we always had honors classes at Raritan Valley. We've always had high-achieving students at Raritan Valley. But they often had to set their own course if they wanted to push themselves. Mm-hmm. They had to choose to take an honors class. There was nothing put in front of them saying, you have to take this as part of a learning objective, or if you want to reach your goals, you need this class.
Right.
So they had to, in a way, self-motivate. It wasn't the structure, perhaps, they were used to in high school, where you had like an AP track or some sort of track where that keeps you with the other high-achieving students all working together towards a common objective. Once you got to college, it was more, I need to keep up my grades. I need to reach my own goals. I'm kind of doing this by myself in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so Raritan Valley, probably back in 2009, as far back, began realizing that there's a group of students on our campus that would benefit from being part of a learning community, being part of a cohort, and growing together, and as part of being in this environment, push each other to heights that perhaps they weren't even sure were possible.
Right.
So the creation of the Honors College occurred back in 2011. In the fall of 2011, we brought in our first cohort of students. We had 17 students in that initial cohort,
mm-hmm.
and they represented a cross-section of high schools from throughout Hunter and Somerset counties. It was a unique process, because for community colleges to recruit students and having them choose not to go to a four-year school and come to a community college because the experience they're going to receive is equal to or greater than what they would receive at a four-year school,
right.
was a somewhat unique idea at that point.
Yeah.
So getting out to the high school, speaking to the guidance counselors, explaining what this honors college was, mm-hmm. was part of those early years.
Right.
We did a lot of visits to high schools without the students present, really just to inform the counselors that
sure.
we have this new program that is something special, that's something unique to Raritan Valley, that is a program that your high-achieving students would benefit and flourish in, and that it was an opportunity to get the best of both worlds, that they could have the comforts of home, the cost effectiveness that a community college always provides, but with rigorous academics and outcomes that could exceed what their high school options were.
Yeah. I guess I'm curious. It was the economic situation during the 2007-8-9 that made you think, made this college think of this? Was it, was there a shift in the academic college post-high school world that you guys saw this opportunity?
No, no, I don't think it was. I think it's somewhat coincidental that the Honors College happened to launch at a time of the economic downturn. Mm-hmm. And as far as the academics, Raritan Valley has always been known for strong academics nationwide in the community college world. I think it was another opportunity for Raritan to distinguish itself among community colleges at both the state and national levels in offering an honors college and gaining additional visibility for Raritan as a whole and kind of showing off the amazing academics that were always in place at our college but perhaps weren't as obvious to all those who live in the counties that we serve.
Right. So let me I'm going to use some perceptions that I've had over the years of community college that has changed, obviously. I've spoken to Raritan Valley Community College. I've visited there. I've had a number of your folks come on over the last couple of years, and my perception of a community college has significantly changed from the days when I went to college.
Sure.
And the choices that people make today and the options that community colleges offer has also changed that perception as well. But back in the day, this is in the 80s and 70s, the community college was the place that people went to if they A, didn't make a four-year college, or they couldn't afford a four-year college, or they needed to kind of regrade themselves because they didn't really take advantage of their high school opportunities, and this was a purgatory, if you will, to show yourself and then move on. That's historical. That's 30 years ago. Sure. Not anything close to Raritan Valley Community College today. Now I go over there and I see that it's becoming a value choice, a very good value choice for students to go. You guys, the Raritan Valley Community College especially, but a lot of the colleges, community colleges now have the agreements with the four-year colleges where you get your education 2 years in Raritan Valley and then you move on to the 4 years potentially. So with that complete shift of the way a Raritan Valley Community College and community colleges in general has created this opportunity, why did you see that you needed a special niche of group of students that you needed to take care of in that environment? What does that group of students need that they weren't getting when they were showing up in the early 2000s? I know it's a long question.
Well, I think, like I said, part of it was that the high-achieving students were always coming to Raritan, and they were having to kind of run their own race and plot their own course, and we wanted to provide additional support services and provide some structure that would allow foster an environment where all high-achieving students were taking the same classes together so that as far as their expectations individually, feeding off of an environment where everybody had big goals and big dreams and not having to wonder, if I have a lab assignment and we're a partner, am I going to have to do all the work? Or is it okay that I want to go to an Ivy League school? Yeah, of course, it's great because everybody in that honors program may not have the exact same school as a destination, but they have the exact same goals. They hold themselves to a high standard.
Sure.
And putting students like that in that same environment, one, it's great educational
setting.
Practice.
Yeah.
But it's a promotional for the college. It shows the quality of the work that our faculty and staff have done for decades.
Right.
But it also put students in a more advantageous position because past success paves the way for future success, as it is with many things in life. And those first couple of years where we were, as an honors college, trying to get the word out, trying to get guidance counselors and schools to buy into to the premise of we're a first choice school, not a backup plan.
Well, that's apparently that's come out loud and clear over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true, and that's not reserved solely for the Honors College. That's in general because there was always a misconception that if you go to a community college, you're somehow deferring your dreams or closing doors on options.
Right.
But the reality is you're giving yourself more options as a result because you're putting yourself in a better position academically.
And financially.
And financially. And you have greater clarity in what you want to do with your life.
Yep.
And you know yourself better, so you're not transferring to a school that you might have gone to out of high school because of peer pressure or because that's where my friends went or that's because where my parents want me to go.
Mm-hmm.
You're now picking schools because of who you are. You've maybe changed your major and gained greater clarity on what you want to study.
Yep.
Sure, you've saved some money. You've gotten high-level academics.
Yep.
You've gotten a chance to be involved on campus because perhaps at a big school when you go away, you don't hit your stride on a personal level until maybe your junior or senior year where you feel like, okay, now I want to be a leader. I want to be a voice on campus.
Right.
At Raritan Valley, you get started from day one. So when you transfer as a junior after finishing your associate's degree at Raritan, your leadership skills are much more enhanced than perhaps a student who spent their first 2 years kind of just trying to figure out how their big four-year college works.
Yep.
Those Raritan students are coming in as juniors, confident, academically prepared, and have already experienced success that comes with, you know, leadership and the confidence that you gain as a result of seeing something you've been a part of grow, and those are things that aren't apparent at the beginning, but as you continue evolving throughout your Raritan experience, what they look back most fondly on when they graduate are the experiences they had and the understanding that those experiences may not even been available at a four-year school had they chose to go there.
Sure. Now, the